is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Brandon. I love signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours.
Hey, it's Panda. I like signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours.
Hey, it's Dan, and I despise signed, sealed, delivered.
I'm yours.
This is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
Hello, everybody. Happy Friday to you. Can you believe it? Another Friday here.
Friday, as the kids call it.
And a week from today, we will be...
Kids from the 90s.
A week from today, we will be in sunny, hot West Palm Beach, Rama Florida. Drama.
Will we?
Rama drama.
No.
No, we will not. No.
Oh. A week from Friday.
That's true.
Yes. Yes.
You can cut
I'm
that.
Sorry. I'm. I
Guys,
struggle.
I know dates. I know where we are right now, even though we're not
Thursday.
There. Right.
Oh I mean, it
we're going to be with the cast of Sign Sealed Delivered a week from today.
How many are going to be there?
I think
all of them. Ramon's going to be there.
Oliver's dad.
Are we all just going to sit around and
you know what I've realized about Sign Sealed Delivered is that yours? I think that the reason, you know, I see the Renew Sign Sealed Delivered all the time on Twitter, and I don't want to dishearten anyone, all the postables out there, and that would be impossible because postables cannot be disheartened. It's impossible. I think it's the most passionate small fan base I've ever seen. There's not enough, like, this event is, Rama Drama is the perfect event for the postables.
The Mune heads would disagree.
The Mune heads, no, there are more adamant Frankie Muniz fans than postables.
Incorrect, Dan.
No, I'm serious.
Incorrect. It's me, Sarah, and Tutu.
Tutu?
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
T-U-T-O-O.
Wow, interesting.
It's just us on a subreddit talking about Frankie Muniz, sharing gifs.
Why not have a group chat if there's only three of you? Why have a subreddit?
Holding out hope.
Hey, you know, I just saw Frankie Muniz in an advertisement for an app game.
Yeah.
An app game.
Yeah.
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 That stinks.
Yep. So point made. You don't see the cast of Signed, Sealed, Delivered and shelling out apps.
It's true.
Seeing the boys.
Yeah, Kristen Booth. Yeah.
So,
we just got word Norman will not be there at Rama Drama. So
he got an acting job.
Yeah. Good for him. Good for Jeffrey Rush. So, what's his name? Not Jeffrey Rush. It's Jeff Gustafson.
So Eric Mabius will be there.
Mabius will be there.
Last I heard, he's a maybe.
Yes. Kristen Booth will be there. Ramon will be there. The whole cast.
I'm going to pitch this to Eric, and you guys let me know what you think.
Yeah.
Morbius.
Dude. Oh, my gosh.
And it's a podcast where Eric Mabius.
Why are you giving this away right
Eric
now?
Eric Mabius watches Morbius every day for a year.
Dude.
I love that idea.
He would be a riot on it, too.
Yeah.
Because he's so proper and well-spoken. Like, dude is as well-spoken in real life as he is on.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah. Like proper diction, the whole
thing. You guys see there's a, you guys know Morbius came back for a weekend.
Yeah, it made like $85,000.
There's a petition out there with like 15, I think it's over 20,000 signatures now that say we were all busy that we could bring back Morbius. We were busy that week. We were busy that weekend.
The studio was like, man, Morbius is going viral. We should put it back out there. People will go see it ironically.
So people want to see it. So cats.
We all saw it.
We used our unlimited pass for that.
Saw it. That's right.
I would have used money.
It was worth it.
Yeah. It was something.
Morbius or cats on a loop?
There's more to do to get from cats, I think.
I didn't see it coming.
I did not. Are you serious?
There's more that you can glean. I'm not talking about philosophically, boneheads.
Well, no. More to laugh don't at. You freaking forget it. A cat is not a dog. People are always mixing it up. So I'm going to stare right at the camera and give you a little piece of my mind.
Dude, that opening Jellicle cat bit.
Jellicle.
Just crushes.
Dude, how great is the railroad cat song? He goes down there, he's tapping.
If I had to watch it on a loop, I don't think I could handle, my soul couldn't handle Skimble Shakes getting robbed every single
it's
time.
Wrong. Every it's single wrong. Time.
If that's not the Jellicle cat, I don't know what is.
Guys.
First of all.
Before we die, And by that, I mean, like, maybe this week, that'd be great. Can we do a take it to the tape on Cats? Like, just another time, another one. We just got...
Yeah.
I would watch that again for that easy.
Yeah.
TakeTheTape.com.
So you're saying a cat's not a dog?
That's the best that I can gather.
Okay, got it.
I'm still thinking about
and
that.
And then
one.
The one cat who went up and spun and then just spontaneously combusted.
I mean,
do you guys remember that?
Yeah. The paws are just hands. I feel like
at one point Taylor Swift just starts throwing around like drugs. I think.
Yeah,
catnip.
It's drugs.
For cats.
Yeah, cats aren't dogs.
Gosh, I love cats.
All right, cats.
Are we doing this?
Yeah.
Signed, sealed, delivered.
I'm yours.
Now this one is to the altar.
To the altar.
Yeah.
The penultimate.
Because there's signs to deliver to the altar, and there's signs to deliver vows.
Vows we have made. Are they claiming that's the very last one ever?
I think if you talk to anyone that's not a postable, I mean, that Booth was the, and Mabius have said they'll come back and do more, but it's pretty clear they're very thrilled with how it ended, and they feel like they've
there was closure.
Originally, this is supposed to be the last one.
Which I picked up on. Like, you get the vibe from it. And there's a 3-year break.
And they do a dance at the end and a cheers at the end. And it seemed like that was the last one.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, people who love the show would say, no, how could we not see Shane and Oliver getting married, I guess.
Which is, I guess.
Yeah. We can talk about it later. You want to go ahead whenever you're ready, let's buddy? Do it.
Sorry.
It's a Jellicle. It's a Jellicle cat. Jellicle.
Yeah.
Signed, sealed, delivered to the altar, originally aired on July 15th, 2018, and it went a little something like this. It's full-blown wedding prep time, everybody. Oliver totally forgot that he was supposed to plan a surprise bachelor party for Norman. He catches Shane taking something from the unclaimed items auction bin. And she's like, I just want to buy it before it hits the shelf. And he's like, that's not a thing that you can do. But, you know, a wink, wink, nudge, nudge. What can you do? I'm late to a meeting. She brings it back. She puts it on. It's a wedding dress. It fits her perfectly. She looks amazing. Oliver walks in and is like, so she finds out that there's a pocket and in it is a letter. So they got to read that. And it is clearly from a mom who's trying to pass this wedding dress on to her daughter. So Shane agrees that they have to try to find the owner of this dress, even though it fits her perfectly. Rita's stressed about the wedding planning. Everything seems to be going wrong. People are going missing and all this stuff. And she doesn't really love her wedding dress, can't track down Norman's grandma. Rita goes to talk to the lady who made the dress, and she's like, I don't know exactly who I made it for, but I put a little secret prayer into the fabric of the dress. Thank God I do that. And in it is the first name of who she made it for, so... helpful, I guess. Also, she agrees to make Rita a wedding dress that she will love for cheap. So, win-win, if I do say so. So, the quest for the owner of the wedding dress eventually leads them to a girl who is an author, and she's the one who this wedding dress was meant for. She wrote all these adventure stories that were based on stories that her mom told her. And these were stories that she was told from her mom before her mom eventually just up and left. And Shane says that she will find her mom. And everybody's like, okay, I guess. They do track her down, though. And she tells them about how she told these amazing stories. She was mentally unwell and was unable to decipher at some point fact from fiction when it came to these stories and who she was and all this stuff. And so she thought it would be better for her daughter if she just left. She ended up spending time homeless and eventually found a trial for a medicine that would help her. And it did. But now she has a job and she's hesitant to see her daughter out of fear that it would ruin memories that she might have of her and stuff like that. So, but she does agree to meet. They meet, they have tea together in the place that they used to drink this tea, and it's beautiful. And and all it's great. So back to the wedding planning, the real show here this week, the real headliner is what I'm looking for. You keep saying things and it'll come out. So the wedding planning is happening. Norman is he's like nervous about a lot of stuff, including going to the movies. Am I right, boys?
Yeah.
And Oliver has a fantastic heart-to-heart with him about that. The bachelor party happens despite Oliver apparently never meeting another guy before. He just doesn't know what things are. They surprise Norman with a video call from his grandma. Rita's mom, who we found out passed away since the last one, apparently grandma knew her, and she talks with Rita's dad about that, and they bond over memories and all that good stuff. Nothing like a wedding to make people say I love you, am I right? Oliver does just that to Shane, says I love you. We're all like, you go, boy. It's wedding day. Rita is in her fancy custom dress, looking what, as the kids say, lit.
Frye,
everybody. Norman's in his suit. You know.
Yeah.
It's great. It's wedding time. Ramon is there to officiate it, because why wouldn't he be? Am I right, everybody? Mm-hmm. We get a little montage of Rita and Norman moments, and they say I do, and they kiss. And after the ceremony, Shane and Oliver immediately walk outside. He gets on a knee. He proposes, promises to never wear his ugly green tie again. He pulls out his grandma's ring. She says yes. They kiss. We're all pumped. They go back in. They dance. They drink some drinks. They toast, and we're all happy. And that, my friends, was signed, sealed, delivered to the altar.
You did talk about the green tie, didn't you?
Yeah.
I kind of zoned out for a little bit. Great.
Yeah. Let's take a break.
Let's take a break.
I need one, man. I'm tired. Let's
take a break.
Make a change.
On deck, break the hallmark. We are back. Hi, everybody. We're back here on the Friday edition, edition of Deck the Hallmark, talking about signs he'll deliver to the altar. let's start with the hot take. Panda, you've been known to hold back.
I have.
Recently,
but now you're turning over.
You told me on Monday.
I know. Monday was Monday. Today's Friday. Okay. And you've been known to hold back recently. That's what I'm hearing in Nickelodeon Mac.
Really?
Yeah.
But I will say, Francine has it out for me.
Well, they say what you said about Max Keebler's big move, unmistakable and unforgivable.
Try to get that back.
I don't think I can.
Today's today. What do you think about this one?
Yeah, love this episode for a variety of reasons. First of all, the letter story is phenomenal. I think it's really, really good. Obviously, the Rita and Norman stuff is great, and he has some really great moments. Norman has some great moments with Oliver, and Shane and Rita have some good moments together. And then finally, Oliver and the green tie bit. Yeah. I cried. Like, I just did.
They set it up. You knew it was coming. It didn't matter.
It didn't matter. I knew it was coming. Yeah. You saw it a mile away.
Yeah.
Everyone saw it coming a mile away, and it was still, they landed. They just crush it. And this is what the payoff has been for all these episodes we've been watching, is this episode and probably the next one. And they stick the landing. They do a great job. It's everything we've grown to love. It's been like watching Friends grow and develop in the pacing of this.
Which one's show. Chandler?
Which Ramon. One's Monica?
Oh, Ramon.
Which one's Monica?
Oh, that would be...
Kristen Booth.
No.
Yeah.
Kristen Booth is Rachel. Rita.
Does that make Ross Oliver?
Yes. Oliver would be Ross.
Okay.
Which is weird because probably this is dumb.
This is stupid.
Because Norman,
you're the one that said
Norman
it.
Is Joey.
Yeah, I said it's like watching Friends, not the TV show.
I mean, you gotta.
Got to clarify.
Yeah, that's fair. That's on me. That's on me.
Yeah, fantastic. Who doesn't love a good wedding? Who doesn't love seeing your friends get married? I will say this is the one, like, I'm typically all about the letter and the story, and that can make or break it for me. This was the one where when they went to the letter stuff, I kept being like, I want to get back to the wedding, and I want to get back to the group, which is typically not, like, I always enjoy the group, and they are the ones that make or break the show. But, like, a good story, a good letter can land the plane for me, can bring it all home. And this one, I was just like, I want to get back to the wedding. I want to get back to them doing the thing. But maybe that was just me. Maybe I was getting a little antsy, a little impatient. But the wedding was wonderful. The proposal was so good. So yeah, ain't nothing but a thing over here.
Ain't nothing but
a thing. Yeah. Postables, I'm going to say a lot of really great things you're going to love. And I'm going to say two things that you're going to not like. This was wonderful. I love the letter story. The problem with portraying mental illness in shows, especially on Hallmark Channel, is typically it doesn't get the complexity it deserves. And this letter is very imperfect, and this relationship is very imperfect, and it is structured in a way that really does make sense and have a really great mystery to it and a love to it, and it's earned. It is the most earned story I feel like we've had in a while. The Norman Rita wedding stuff is great. Loved it. I gotta be honest, it's probably a top two or three. A lot of payoff here.
Yep.
A lot of payoff. Can't be upset about the payoff. It's all there. The letter works, the story works. Having said that, I had two things. One is you can't hold against this movie, which is you're not going to like it, but this should be the end. Should be the end. We don't need to listen. We all toast champagne. We all dance. Oliver proposes. This is the end. You're not going to tie a better bow on this. The letter story and the story, and you get Carol Burnett again. Mm-hmm. Everything you need out of this series and these characters is done here. It's done. You're not, you open this back up, you could ruin a perfect landing, in my opinion. That's one. And two, if I have one complaint about this, it is that they unfortunately have this great green tie bit, and I feel like they could have done it so well, and instead they kind of overshadow Rita and Norman's wedding with this.
Well, and that's what the wait was.
But it's, for me, it's not a wait what, because I did it on purpose. But it made me wince that in my mind, you know, you let them get married, you let them have their moment, and then all of a sudden on the dance floor or somewhere around, Oliver wants to meet you outside, he's now in the green tie. And then you don't take away from their wedding at all. But by him showing up in a green tie, the wedding is never about them. From that moment on, I mean, in real life, Shane would be losing her mind if she saw that green tie, right? Yes. Like, and so that was a little bit disappointing for me. So, great execution, sticks the landing, great letter. I feel like they did Norman and Rita wrong with the wedding, and I feel like they shouldn't have made another one. But all in all, one of the best they've ever done.
You haven't seen the other one yet.
I haven't. I could be wrong. And I'll be more than happy to say I'm wrong. But in my opinion, aside from that one thing, they completely stuck the landing, and I can't believe we got to watch another one. Not because I don't want to watch it. It's been my favorite thing on Hallmark. But I feel like when something's done and done well and done right, you should leave it alone. And I thought they really stuck everything that this show wants to do thematically, ending with a dance number, ending with a toast, ending with the couples together, and the letter being complex and talking about coming home and talking about imperfection and all this stuff. Symbolically, it worked. As a narrative, it worked. We shouldn't touch it. It should be done. And that bothers me. So there's that. But it's definitely, if we're ranking all the movies, which I don't know if we're ever going to do, this is a top three, maybe top two. It's up there. It's really great.
Feels?
I mean,
Panda.
So many.
Yeah. I mean, obviously the green tie bit was a feel. I cried at the proposal. I legitimately, like, started tearing up. When Rita says to the girl, I can't think of her name, but she says, I know what, or maybe she says it to the mom. She says, I know what it's like when things are too late, when it's too late. And she goes through all that. Granted that the mom's exit is sudden, and I wasn't really expecting that.
apparently in the chat, they're saying that she was a pain to work with.
Right.
So they killed her off.
And wow. That's unfortunate. That's what they
did. How did that get out?
They did a great job weaving that into the story really well. I thought they integrated that
literally,
flawlessly.
The literal weaving that happened. Nicely done.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
See, that's just your neck.
I am next level, and I do appreciate that you acknowledge that.
Yeah.
But what I would say is that also gave me feels when she sits there and she goes, I know it's like when it's too late, and I wish I had the chance to go back. I thought that was really well done.
I always love a good Oliver and Norman conversation, a heart-to-heart, if you will. The conversation with Norman talking about going to the movies for the first time.
I love that.
Was great. It was a great scene. Love it. And
you got to put in a lot of work for that to work and not be super cheesy and dumb.
Yeah. And he crushed it.
And they earned it.
It's exactly how I would imagine Norman having that conversation.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's hours and hours of character development and writing and building.
Yeah. Yep.
Because I would have said, if you told me that conversation is going to happen like that, I'd been like, that's going to be terrible. Yeah. But it wasn't.
It was great.
Yeah.
And Oliver crushes it too, just reading Norman so well. Yeah. They're just friends, and he's just, he's like his dad at the same time. It's just so great. Or an older brother. I just love it.
So much to choose from with Oliver, Shane, Norman, Rita. Instead, I'm going to pivot to the letter and say, when the mom shows up for tea and the daughter's in the wedding dress, I didn't see it coming.
Mm-hmm.
She's in the dress, and God love her. That was chills for me. Like, that's legitimate, great. Like, man, like that was great. There was something great about seeing that kind of redemption arc that I just loved. That was my feels.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back with the Wait What's. And I know, hold the applause. Postal Worker of the Week.
Yay!
You're on deck, Tomer. Sad when this movie series is over, but like the fact that we only have two more Postal Workers of the Week is like heartbreaking, because I know we could do Postal of the Weeks forever and never run out of amazing of course, stories of these just amazing individuals, but you know what can you do? We're dictated by the movies.
Can't do anything.
Let's do Wait What's. Panda, what do you got, buddy?
There's a scene where it's been an entire show with this kind of oscillating back and forth with what does Rita actually know? Because she knows about the tea, the tea bit.
That's
That's right. She's not a computer, guys. She doesn't just, like, it is a level of depth.
She still has to memorize
stuff. She still has to memorize stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And the reality is, like, she's pulling up abstract. Well, you know what?
This
was served in 1930. And stop that. It's
a convenient plot device.
It is very convenient. At one point, they say, how do you feel about building one more wedding gift? And Oliver's dad answers instead of the guy who's actually going to be building the wedding gift. He just goes, sure. which I don't know if I was, I would be like, hey, well, you're not signing me up for that yet. Why is there a cow in the wedding? Like, I get that, like, in the wedding that's eating the food, like, can somebody just not move the cow out? Like, come on, guys.
Yeah. You'd move a cow.
Just do it.
You could.
You just move a cow.
It's cold.
And then my final bit is, it seems, listen, I understand why they did what they did, that Shane, you know, Shane and Oliver gang engaged when they do. I understand for the sake of the movie when they gang engage. To me, it does not, Oliver and Shane are very thoughtful individuals.
They would never
never show up Norman and Rita's wedding.
Never.
Ever.
Wouldn't do it.
They just wouldn't. And so for me, I understand why they did. To me, what you do, you've had so many sweet moments in that office where during the Christmas scene, where he comes in and, like, to me, the place he proposes, he goes back, that you go back to the post office afterwards, and he's wearing the tie. He says, hey, meet me back at the post office.
Love that.
He's wearing the tie. That's
we got to bring all this stuff back. We got to clear out the wedding stuff tonight.
Yep. And then he comes out and he's there.
Candles everywhere.
Candles everywhere. But
Joel.
And that's a thoughtful, that lands the plane.
Mm.
That for me is how to do it. And that I was disappointed they did not do
Super disappointed.
Because that's
that.
Just not in their character. They are so thoughtful and they're all about Norman and Rita as friends. That's my only critique
and
on
they
this.
They set up this great green tie bit.
They do, man.
And the green tie bit is great.
And it's awesome. Good. I don't, and I'm, I don't want to, it just,
Could have been great.
Could have been great. And it was simply really good.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yep.
So this wedding dress has pockets, which I would love to hear from you if your wedding dress had pockets. If I wore a wedding dress, I'd want mine to have pockets. I like pockets. Remember pockets in When Calls the Heart?
Mm. Simpler times.
I would say if you're sending a wedding dress to your daughter, the pocket is not a great place to put a really heartfelt note.
No.
Like a wedding dress pocket, which is rare in and of itself, that's a bold move. It's a bold decision to say, I'm going to write this really heartfelt letter and I'm going to put it in a place where you might not find it. There is a chance you might not discover this letter. It's an interesting move. It's bold. I love the lady who made the dresses. Rita's like, could you help us find who you made this for? And she's like, I couldn't possibly do that. But I did stitch her name into a prayer. So apparently I can't help.
Hope that helps. Hope I help.
Well, that's nice. That's really neat of you. And last but not least, I know Oliver is Oliver and, you know, is very, you know, old fashioned and whatnot. But my guy doesn't know what a hot wing is. Doesn't even understand the concept of a hot wing.
Yeah.
Oliver, buddy. Hot wings will change your life,
he's
pal.
He's like all of these classic bachelor party things he doesn't get.
He doesn't, yeah.
And Kristen Booth, Shane is like, why is your planning so 20th century? No, all of those things are 20th century things. His planning is like 18th century. It's like pre-French Revolution.
How has he gone his whole life without even hearing of a hot wing?
There's just no way. That's the dumbest
thing. He would have had to avoid the Super Bowl.
That's right.
The guy, like, for his entire life.
He doesn't have a phone. He knows what a hot wing is. He's been in the mailbox grill for 20 years.
Right.
Tell me they never had a hot wing.
They don't have hot wings?
On the menu? Get out of here.
Get out of here, Oliver. Dano?
What's going on with the opening theme, gang?
Oh. If this was meant to be the last one.
What is going on? We had a banger of an opening theme. Then we had Stevie Wonder,
which
also a banger. Then we went back to the opening theme. And in this one,
it's a new song.
We get neither. How do we get neither?
I didn't even like it at all. Weak.
It was bad. Weak sauce. You got two bangers out there, and we were throwing this out here for the last one. I couldn't believe it. I was very upset. We have come a long way from don't open the packages and don't read the letters unless you absolutely have to, oh, look, a wedding dress, mine now. Because that's what happens in this episode. She's like, oh, sweet, a wedding dress.
But it was an
auction, bad boy on.
It was an auction piece.
But she didn't even let it go get auctioned.
Yeah, no.
Finders keepers.
Finders keepers, indeed. Ramon says, when he's doing the ceremony, he says, by the powers invested in me.
No.
I rewound it. By the powers invested in me.
Well.
No. That's powers aren't giving him some like startup capital. By the powers vested in me.
By the powers
invested. It's not the powers invested in me.
So he went on Shark Tank. He said, invest in my powers.
How much? I'll give you 10% stake, 40% power.
But you got to accept now. All right, Mark. Now,
that's all I got.
All right, guys.
Dude, here it is, the big show.
Well, it's a big show.
I think this is our first female postal worker of the week.
It's
is that
possible.
Accurate? Man, we should have done a better job.
That's on us.
We have Jenny Thongus.
Thongus?
No.
What is it? Because I heard Thongus.
No. There's a clear S in there. Jenny Thongus.
Thongus.
And
Thongus?
Below that, in between.
How do you spell that? S-T-H?
It's T-S-H-O-N.
Thongus.
Thongus.
G-A-S.
All right.
And below it, it says, thanks a lot. I don't know why it says.
What was the first
thing? Thongus.
Sorry. I know I'm the one who did the Google search on it, but Thongus really threw me for a loop.
Is it Patty?
I'm gonna miss it. It's Jenny.
Jenny Songus.
Thanks a lot.
What's her number?
Oh, it's 61835.
Yep.
Out of where?
What is it? St. Paul, Minnesota.
Great. St. Paul, yeah.
One of the best.
Yeah.
One of the best.
She is absolutely top notch. So one of the things that you got to know is that that thinks a lot, a little snarky. A little snarky, but that's typical Jenny for you.
Yeah.
Interesting fact about her, in a terrible mail accident, missing just the little top part of her pinky right there.
Oh, wow.
And it's fascinating story. Involves the cartel in St. Paul.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
The St. Paul cartel, man, one and the same. Crazy.
Jenny, you're on the line?
Don't get in the house!
What did you say?
I said, Tongus in the house.
Oh, it sounds like Tongus when you say it.
Yes.
Oh, the SH is silent.
Tongus in the house.
Tongus. All right, that makes more sense.
What's up, Dale?
How's it going?
Good.
You want to tell me about that St. Paul cartel?
Can't legally, but sure. 1992, me, Lou Skipper. He was my riding partner. We're going down or...
He was your riding partner?
Riding.
Riding, okay.
During the holiday season.
Yeah, loose.
During
skipper.
The holiday season.
Yeah, I got you.
We're on O'Halley's and 4th, if the memory serves.
No, I know
serves.
The exact place.
And it's the holiday season, and Lou Skipper, he... All of a sudden, he hops out of the car to deliver a package to 123 O'Halley's. And...
Always owe something.
Lou comes back in and he said, punch it. Now, this is on me, but my initial thought was to punch Lou.
Yeah.
And it's I punch Lou, and then the cartel comes around. They cut off my finger, and I say, thanks. And I say, thanks a lot.
Man, my favorite one.
Songus out.
No, she said it different that time. She said Songus that time.
I don't think anyone actually knows.
No, it was a lot. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Songus.
Man, we did it.
That was Thongus.
Yeah.
Thongus.
Songus.
Stongus.
Stongus.
Papa. We're back on Monday with another one. Until then, with the first wishy way,
Merry Christmas!
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.